Good morning. Happy Thursday to you from Just In Time. Hope everyone is having a great day. On today's episode, we're going to still talk about COVID and its impact on schools and also what's going on with the government when it comes to mandating vaccine. And also, we're going to talk about the Texas Attorney General suing so many school districts and why they're suing them. So hopefully everyone is living safe and have been doing good. This is Just In Time. It's crazy, you know, to think that we're still dealing with this pandemic. We're still trying to figure out who we can trust. And on top of that, it's looking bad. It's really looking bad, you know. We have so many different versions of the vaccine, and we have so many different things that are, you know, right and wrong with what's going on. You know, it's been the vax versus the unvax, meaning the vaccine versus the unvaccine. But on today's episode, I really just want to focus on education, COVID, the effect. So we have teachers who are getting COVID, who have to be out for a long period of time. And we have a shortage of subs because everyone is scared. The one thing that just blows my mind is that there's no certain fix it. Like, it's not something, a plan you can put in place to address what is going on. But, you know, the one person and the one people who are getting the shortage in the short end of it is our students, our kids. For instance, nobody wants to go virtual, right? All these ISDs and all these school districts and all these institutions, they wants to stay active because they don't want funding to get cut. So you would rather kids come to school, you put them at risk, because, I mean, it's out here. COVID is just running and spreading wild, and people are ignoring it, and they have their own belief, and cool, no problem. But these teachers, these kids, students are getting sick, and so the teacher get COVID. Teacher is out for a long period of time. The schools are hard. It's tough finding subs, and so you got one district that one day had 8 teachers out. Okay, 8 teachers. So that's 8 classrooms. Okay, and so you heard me say it's a shortage of subs. So what's going on? Who's teaching the kids? Okay. So the kids are teaching themselves. So anytime a school have a high value of teachers out and a low input of subs, what they're doing is they're getting the subs and they're putting the students inside the cafeterias with a Chromebook or with a laptop, and they supposed to be going over some web design program that's gonna count towards work or whatever. But I witnessed it. I was inside of school and I seen like the kids literally be disengaged from what they should have been doing because it just, I asked one of the students, I said, how's it, your senior? She was like, yeah. I said, how's your senior year going? And she looked me in my eyes and she said, weird, very weird. She was like, my teachers, every other week, one of them is getting COVID and we get a sub or we have to come down here and sit in this cafeteria. She said, my laptop been broke for 3 weeks. And she was like, it's just been weird and scary. And I got to thinking about it, like, We don't, once again, they don't want to, the kids to be do virtual at home because they feel like they're not learning. And also it's going to damage their funding. But yet the teachers who are scared, they're not coming back. You got teachers quitting. You got teachers finding other employment. And the school district, once again, like I said, no one has a sure plan on how to be successful in this time with what we're dealing with. And then on top of that, and you got the Attorney General suing school district for protecting their kids. Think about it. The government is supposed to protect you. Just like the school is trying to protect the kids. And these individuals are suing because they violated the mask ban mandate. You know, I can't tell nobody what to do to their kids, but I can tell them, my kids, wear your mask. Wash your hand. Don't touch nobody. Elbow them. You know? But we got the Attorney General suing school districts. I don't know how that works. I thought they supposed to work together to ensure the safety of our kids. But when you have one suing the other, I don't know. It just calls for a big conversation as far as who should be governing education. You know, because these school districts are trying to protect the students. And so they incorporated a mass mandate in their schools. And of course, we know the Attorney General had a ban as far as, you know, kids don't need no masks. And then the school said, no, we checking with health officials. These numbers are going up. We don't see a decrease. So we're going to be smart until we are told otherwise. And once again, the leader, somebody who's supposed to be in this time showing togetherness, showing leader, showing empathy, showing sympathy. You know, it's all about the money. Even with the vaccine, it's all about the money. Even with the kids not getting a shot or opportunity to go in virtue at home, it's all about the money. So until we figure it, what we dealing with, President Biden, he done let me down. Like I said, I guess, and that's okay because he's just a human being that got a title, but he done let me down. He want to mandate the vaccine. He want to go and say, first he said, no, I'm not going to mandate it. Then he said he is going to mandate it. Man, just flush it down the toilet, Joe, because that's all the blah, blah you speaking on. We got to be smart. And when I say we, anybody who have kids, anybody who kids going to school, you got to make sure that these individuals are protecting your students. You know, like I don't feel like those kids who sit in that cafeteria with those laptops are better because they're in school. They don't have a teacher. They don't have guidance. They don't have a leader. The subs, based on my observation, were all older, 70, 75. I think one lady said she was 76, and she's trying to manage high school seniors and juniors. It wasn't a good sight to see. So once again, y'all make sure y'all checking in and asking your kids, hey, your teacher at school? Because your kid may be teaching themselves the whole semester or the whole 6 week based on how bad COVID is in a school and they based on their protocols. But, once again, until we figure it out, maybe everybody getting vaccine is the answer. Maybe it's not the answer. There's so many different cases where people have got vaccine and certain things that turn out not so quite good for them. So I'm not going to speak on it, but we do have those cases out there. So there isn't really a right or wrong way. It's your way. But just be safe, be smart. understand that we really dealing with something that's powerful and strong, and you got to protect yourself because you don't never know, you know. And it's better to just know that you being safe and you being smart. But why the Attorney General suing the school boards? I would never understand that. Once again, I thought that this individual and this agency was to take care and to work together with school districts for the safety of the kids, but to see why he's suing them, it's just, we live in an evil world. And sometimes some of our biggest leaders are the evilest, evil people. And I'm just stating my opinion, how I feel. It just blows my mind that you are suing the school boards because they're doing what's right for the kids, trying to protect the kids. And you see that this is not fit. And listen, election is coming up, and man, y'all need to vote these people out. You know, he should not sit as Attorney General and then after the next term. No way. Based on everything that he then attempted or he's doing. Ooh, have mercy, have mercy. But once again, be safe, be smart. You know, educate yourself. Make sure you're reading up. You know, whoever you trust, make sure you trust them. I can't tell you what to do. I'm doing what's best for me and my family. But make sure y'all be smart. Have a good Thursday. Enjoy your day. This is Justin Time. I'll talk to you again. Be blessed. Be safe. I got time.